May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus tells us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That sums up the theme of today's gospel. Today's gospel is a bit of a surprise, though, because it is actually based on one of the more challenging themes of Advent. I suppose the church, in her wisdom, has noticed that Advent is gradually disappearing under the ever-encroaching advance of Christmas. So just like those shops that have started putting Christmas decorations on sale in August, we can do the same and put Advent on show in the middle of summer. The theme is the second coming of Christ, of course. He is coming at a time we least expect, frighteningly, like a thief in the night. This gospel gives this preacher the opportunity to point out what is surprising in the teaching of Jesus. It gives us the encouragement we need not to fear his coming, but to look forward to it. It isn't supposed to be a frightening experience for those who believe, but an event full of hope. That's the point of it. That's the point of Advent, the point of the teaching about the second coming. It is only good if it is suffused with hope. So let's look at what Jesus actually says about the second coming. The important bit is not the bit that says he is coming unexpectedly or like a thief in the night. We, the Christians, have been let into a secret. For the world, the second coming will be scary like that. But for us, who have been let into the secret, we know that he has told us that he is already here. He is with us always, right to the end. Now, once we've grasped that, then his coming again will hold much less fear for us. First of all, he assures us, do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that's a good start. And to grasp that kingdom, to actually own it, we need to stop clinging to ephemeral earthly treasure, and to put our efforts into building up imperishable credit for ourselves in that kingdom. Yes, he does tell us to be ready for his coming, but it's not like those T-shirts you can still get in Brighton, which have printed on them, Jesus is coming, look busy. Jesus is not coming to give us a guilt trip here at all. Look at the imagery he uses. We've got to be ready, but ready like people waiting for a wedding to begin. We are waiting for an awe-inspiring ceremony followed by feasting and joy. And it is even better still. Listen to these words. Blessed are those whom the master finds alert when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. Now, these words are a direct piece of teaching from the heart of Jesus, reminding us that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He has every right to accept our service, but much to our surprise, he is the one who puts the apron on and serves us. So when Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, we must be prepared to let him do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We are called to hope. We are called to sharpen the sense of contrast between what we are and what, with God's help, we could be. We are called to calculate where our true wealth lies. So when Advent comes in a few months' time, it will remind us of the practical steps we need to take to get ourselves on the road to our journey's end. Now, as anyone who has ever prepared to go on holiday knows, travelling is very practical. It's a hands-on activity, and in our spiritual life that's also true. The practical steps towards eternal life were traditionally prayer, almsgiving, and self-denial. Now, we might practice these with greater intensity in times like Advent and Lent, which lead up to our great festivals, but they ought to be a normal part of our life and our journey anyway. They are so practical. So I'm going to finish this sermon with a prayer that God will help us to do exactly that. Father, grant that we may do what we need to do to receive the service that Christ does for us. In our giving, may we train ourselves to be like Jesus in his love and service of others, a love and a service we ourselves hope to receive when he comes back to us. In our self-denial, may we in our turn learn how to serve others without expecting a reward. And in our prayer, Heavenly Father, may we direct our hearts and minds to him as we wait for him in joyful hope, for he is our resurrection and our life, now and forever. Amen.